few minutes before we started the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So now we've been speaking when you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, and we discovered that there's three possible mitzvahs associated with returning a lost object. The first one we spoke about, the main case we spoke was the Gemara's case when someone picked up something in order to steal it, and after a year she decides to do tshuva and return it. The Gemara said that he violates three aveiras. One is lost exil, theft. The second is pashek tshiva, you're supposed to return a lost object. And the third is lost zuchah lasan, you can't hide your eyes from returning a lost object. And the Gemara said, even if he returns it and he does tshuva after Yush, the isur avad avad, the prohibition has been committed, and he's giving a present. We spoke out that there's a machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban over there. Tosfos said that he really does resolve the problem of theft and the problem of the mitzvah to return an aveda by returning it after Yush. What the Gemara means that what's done is done refers only to the provision of Lusuf al-Islam. You can't hide yourself, that he can't undo. But he can undo the theft and the mitzvah to return it. The Ramban disagree. The Ramban says, the Gemara says simply that he's giving a present and you can't undo anything. And because of that, the Ramban came up with a pshat to say that there's difference between a normal theft. A normal theft, if someone has something stolen, even if he gives up hope, he doesn't lose rights to it, he still owns it. But if someone lost something and then gave up hope, so then there's a gzeiras hakasav that he loses ownership of it, he relinquishes ownership of it. So over here, where the person picked up this aveda in order to steal it, and later the owner gave up hope, it's not his anymore, it now belongs to the robber. And he could give it back if he wants, but he'll be giving a present, he'll be giving his object to the original owner, but not returning the original owner's object. Right? That's what the Ramban said. Now the Ramban asked, and this is what we're going to focus on tonight, the Ramban asked, so if that's the case, whenever someone finds something, and he's not planning on stealing it, he really would want to return it, and the owner never comes, and we should assume that the owner did give up hope, we're going to see the Gemara, we'll see that Gemara tonight, that since when he got it, the owner had not given up hope for it, he had not abandoned his possibility of retrieving it. So this person who found it must always keep it. He has to hold it until Yohanovi comes. He can't just say, well, now the owner gave up hope, it's mine. Yush doesn't work after it's already in your possession. So the Ramban asks, why not? Why don't we say that, you know, the Torah says that if I do something and I give up hope, it becomes the property of the person that found it. So the Ramban said this chiddush. The Ramban said that when we pick up something in order to retrieve for the owner, not to steal, we pick it up in order to find the owner, we become a shomer. We become a shomer of that article. And once we become a shomer of that article, when he gives up hope of ever finding it, that doesn't mean anything, because it's like it's in his house, and he gave up hope of something that's in his house where he still retains ownership of it. He doesn't lose ownership. So that's why the Ramban says that if it would happen that someone picked up something in order to return it and only later the owner gave up hope, which eventually he will after a year or two or three, you still can't keep it, because you are watching it for him, and when he gave up hope of something that's in his possession, technically in his possession. That's the Ramban that we said last week. That the tonight's year is really going to be based on this Ramban, and those that disagree with it, it's really a digression. Next time we'll get to the next step in returning lost objects, which will be the Hachraza, how you have to announce something that you find. But I thought that we should take care of a few of these issues that come up because of the Ramban before we go further. And the case we're going to talk about, to focus on, will be if we have, especially it's probably more prevalent by an apartment house where there's a few stories on top of you and people have the tendency of dropping things on your porch, you know, your balcony, and you don't feel like going upstairs to the 20 floors above you to see which one of the people dropped it out of their window. Or if you just have a yard, a backyard, and you know, people tend to lose things. They come to visit and they leave things there on your house. you have coats left in your house that people left, and umbrellas that they never claimed, and you can't remember who visited, and you find it when you clean up your Pesach, things that were left in your house. So technically we should say that you're stuck with it forever, because when the person lost it, he didn't give a poke. He didn't realize that he had lost it, maybe for until next time it rained or whatever, depending what it was, the book he didn't take next time he needed that safer. But you acquired it, it's in your chatzer, right? We learned that something that's in your house or your yard, if the chatzer is mishtameris, if it's a guarded yard, meaning that people can't walk through it doesn't have to be guarded with a lock and key and a wild dog, it means that it's a private property that people don't usually walk to. So we learned that if something is in your chatzer, you acquire it, even if you don't know that it's there. So we're now stuck with this problem that if these objects came into our possession without the owner knowing it, because most things people don't realize they lose until right away, except maybe money, certain things they know right away. But most things people don't know right away when they lost it, even by money. I don't know if the instant it falls, he realizes he lost it, because then he'd pick it up. So as soon as you find a $10 bill on your floor, when it's a good chance that you found it before the, or not you found it, that your house or chatzer acquired it for you before he realized that he lost it. And since you can't really own something that belongs to that other person, and when he's miyayesh, it won't help, so we'll be stuck with all these items until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and it's very inconvenient. So we want to know what we can do about that to avoid that problem. So just to know our roadmap, what we're going to be doing is, next week is Moshiach. So, it's important. So, next time we'll do Hachraza, what you have to do to announce something. And once we know what you have to do to announce it, we'll talk about what type of siman and people give in order to claim that it's theirs, in cases where you might not see money, where you might not need siman. And then we'll talk about what happens when all else fails, you announce it and no one came. And the rule is you have to leave it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. What do you have to do for that? That's generally the next few times we're going to cover. But tonight, we're digressing a little to avoid problems. To avoid that problem of having this Eliyahu HaNavi box, what can we do with these items that are in our house? So the first thing we need to know is that not everyone agrees with this Ramban that we said last week. Let's just say the Gemara where it comes when we said this din of Yush Lamidah so many times. The Gemara by Mitziyah Chafal from the days, the beginning of the parak, says the famous machlokas Yayush Shalomidas. What happens if a person had Yayush? He gave up hope of ever recovering his object, but he didn't know he did. Meaning, what's that mean? That means that he doesn't realize he lost it. But we know that the minute he realizes that he lost it, right? We'll just see Rashi. Something that we should assume the person will give up hope from. It's not on the handout. When he realizes that it fell from him. But when the person found it, the owners didn't realize that they had lost it yet. Meaning, if someone lost something which for sure he would give up hope of ever recovering, but he doesn't know that he lost it yet, and you found it. Right, which is the cases we're talking about. Right, we're talking where it was in your property, but if you picked up something, in order to return it, and at that point we should assume that the person does not know he lost it yet, and then he never comes. So, if it's something that we would assume that he will give up hope from, are you allowed to keep it? So, Abaya Amar, Abaya says, Lo Havi Yush, that does not count as Yush, which is the way we are going to paskin. This is one of the six places where we paskin like Abaya. But Rava says, Have a Yush, it counts as Yush. And the Gemara explains what the machlokus is. But Davash Yesh B'Simon, if the object has a simon on it, there's an identifying mark on this object, Kuli Amal Apligi, everyone agrees to Lahavi Yush, that doesn't count as Yush. Because, we'll see. Even though we hear at the end that he is miyayish, he gives him hope at the end. Lo havi yush, it doesn't count as that halach of years that you can now say that you could keep it. Why? Because when you picked it up, it wasn't permitted for you to keep at that point. It was prohibited at that point. Why? The lechiyad nafami, because the minute the owner realizes he lost it, lo miyayish, he will not give up hope immediately, because meima or because he says simana is libigave, I have a mark on it. Yohim the simana, I'll tell the person who found it this proof that it's mine. V'shakil nanalei, and I'll take it. So the Gemara says this dispute between Abai and Rav is talking about something that has no identifying mark, where we could assume that the person immediately when he loses, when he realizes he lost it, will immediately say, it's all gone, there's no hope of recovery. And that's what the Gemara says. Now from here we see this halacha, which is the title of the shiur, Yisura Asli Yadei. If when we picked up the object, at that point, the owner did not realize he had lost it, and when we paskin, even if it has no simon, we paskin like Abai, even if it has no simon, then he will give up hope later. But at this point, when we picked it up, it was something that was not ours. We weren't doing anything wrong. We were picking it up in order to return it. But at that point, it was the Isura. It wasn't something that was permitted for us to keep. So in such a circumstance, the halacha is the Yiyush later does not work. Yiyush does not work if when we picked it up, it was something that the person did not know yet that he had lost. That's what we said. If it's money, people always know when they lose the money right away. So if you find money, you can assume that he knows about it and it has no simon and you could keep it, right? That's what we said in the beginning. But most objects that people don't realize they lost right away, if we find it pretty soon after it was lost, the halacha is whether it has a simon or it does not have a simon, even if he later on gives up hope, we're not allowed to keep it because of this rule. The Isura Asa Liyade, it came to our hands when it was still in its prohibited state. I mean, that's what the Gemara says.
Explain again why money is not usual on the das.
Money, the assumption the Gemara says is people are always fingering in their pockets and they know immediately when they lose the money. We said nowadays, does that apply? We spoke about that and some cousin who said it's hefker, but it's hefker. It's a rule. Once the Gemara says a rule, it counts even though it might not apply anymore. But that's what we said. Well, we said a more contemporary example would be a ring. Rings, people realize right away that they lost. Some say expensive pen. People, things that people know right away that they lost, that you can keep if there's no simon on it. But this is what the Gemara says, that if there was yiyush, after I already had it in my hands, I can't keep it because it was usur. I was not allowed to have it, own it, at the time when it first came into my hands. That's the Gemara. Now, what's the reason? So, this is where we had the Ramban. The Ramban said the reason for this is because when I pick it up, and we're not talking about a thief like we were last week, when I pick it up in order to return it, I'm now become the shomer of the... I've now become a shomer of the real owner. And even when he gives up hope later, the rule is, the Ramban says, that if I give up hope of something that's in my possession, that doesn't count. The Gzeiros HaKasid, when the Torah says, when I give up hope, I lose ownership, doesn't apply to something that's in my possession. That's what the Ramban says. Now, the first topic tonight I wanted to cover is that not everyone agrees with the Ramban's corollary to his rule. His rule is that I become the Shomer. And he's saying, and therefore, corollary, therefore, the Yush doesn't help because it's in my Rishus. The Achronah, the Minchas Pitim, and also Truma Sakri says it, brings a Raya from Tosfos, they bring a Raya from Tosfos. It's a Tosfos, on Chavav Me'alav says that, Eina Baal Bayis, he's talking about the case where you had people renting property, renting your house from you, and someone came in and found the object whose it belonged to. So the way Tosfos understood the case, if you recall, he said it's talking where the owner lives in the house with all the tenants, and when you come in as a new tenant, we should assume that all the old tenants cleaned up when they left and it's not theirs, and it belongs really to the owner of the house. And even if the owner of the house lost it years ago, we should assume Eina ba habayis misyayesh, a house owner, it does not give up hope of mashemasev ubeiso on something that he lost in his house. Look, if you lose something, you lost your watch, you don't say, oh, I'll never find it. You kasavar shem yisrael ayom amarch, he'll find it today or tomorrow or next year. Kim she'ein nachem darim yom avayis, as long as you know nachem living with him in the house, right? At that point, when he's the only one in the house, he assumes that there's no nachem living in the house. He assumes that he'll be able to find it eventually. So the Minchas Pitim says, you see from this Tosus, Tosus just saying the psychology is a person does not give up hope for, of something that's in his house. But if we would hear him say, I lost my watch, I'll never find it again, so then that yush counts. And one practical application of Pitzchei Choshen says, that would mean that if you heard him say, I lost my watch, I'll never find it, and you happen to be a guest, and you find the watch, you're allowed to keep it. Because he said, I'll never find my watch. He gave up hope. You heard him give up hope, and you know, I lost my watch, I don't know where it went. And then he sends you to the guest room, and there it is, underneath the pillow somewhere, you found it. So, you could keep it. According to the Ramban, I'll tell you a second anyway, and it's not really the best thing to do. According to the Ramban, you can't, because according to the Ramban said there's a rule that Yush does not help. Even if I know he's Miyayish, it doesn't help if it's in his possession. Right? That's the Ramban that we learned last week. It doesn't help. But Tosfos holds that it helps. Right? That's what Minchas Pitim says. So the Pitzchei Choshen says there's a machlokes. Rabbi Kieger has another nafkamina. The other way that according to the Ramban, the Yush will help, according to Tosfos won't. So hold. Casey says, so, but according to Tosfos will help. Now, we learned that even in a case, if you find something where the owner gave up hope, like it's a place where it's mostly Akum, where he gave up hope, or something that has no identifying mark, has no simon, and you know who the owner is, so we said there's a din to go, go beyond the letter of the law to return it, and we saw that Achronim said that a Bezdin will even force you, not physically, but will tell you that you are supposed to return it. So practically speaking, this most of us are, and except in a case where you are poor and he's rich, right? So that might be a practical case over here, that if you're at someone's mansion and he's telling you how he lost his watch and you're poor, and so according to Tosfos, there won't be any rule that you have to go beyond the letter of the law in such a case. That's what they grew from the Mordechai. But according to the Ramban, you have to return it according to halacha, because the yush doesn't help at all. So that's one nafkamina, one difference between Ramban and the other Rishonim over here. We still don't, now we have to understand what Tosfos holds. It's, once Tosfos doesn't hold of this, right? Once Tosfos holds a yush works when, even when it's something that's in your house, in your own house. So now we have to go back to the question, so what's he do with the Ramban's issue? Right? Why don't we say, when someone finds an article, what do you do with the Gemara that we just learned? The Gemara says that if I pick up someone's article, and later on he gives up hope, I can't keep it because it came to my hands, the Isser. Well, why do we say that? Why don't we say that right now he gave up hope, it should be mine? And because we don't hold like the Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ramban to say, well, since I'm watching it, I'm his Shomer, and it's in his house. Right? So Tosfos has no way out over there. So the truth is, Tosfos isn't Shitasa, because Tosfos last week also disagreed with the Ramban. The Ramban said that you can't reverse any of the halachas if you want to steal, and Tosfos said you can. And that's what I'm saying, that Tosfos probably simply holds that the rule is that Yiyush does not help at all when someone has a mitzvah to return the object. Not because he's a shomer and the Yiyush doesn't work when it's in my possession. It's that my Yiyush doesn't work when another person has a mitzvah to return it. When someone else is holding it, Yiyush doesn't work. If it's in my own house, so then the Yiyush will work according to Tosfos. So these are the two ways of understanding why Yiyush does not work when another person is holding it. According to the Ramban, it does not work because he becomes my shomer, he's watching it for me, and since he's watching for me, it's already like in my possession, and Yiyush doesn't work when it's in my possession. According to Tosfos, that's not the reason. According to Tosfos, the reason simply is that there's the cause of that Yiyush. When I give up hope of something, I lose ownership. That applies only if it's laying there on the street. If someone already picked it up and he has a mitzvah to return it, so my yush doesn't work because of that technicality, without that complicated lumbus of the Ramban. So that's the first difference between them, will be this case where you know the person gave up hope and you found it in his house. According to the Ramban, it's meaningless. That yush is meaningless, so you have to return it. According to Tosfos, the yush is meaningful. In the Hikari Din, you're allowed to keep it. If the Mishura said Din, you should return it to him unless he's rich and you're poor, when you don't have to go beyond the letter of the law in this particular case. So that's the first halacha. Now there's another Tosis, and that's based on the second Gemara we have on the handout in Bava Kamma. Gemara Bava Kamma is talking about theft, and Aveda comes up incidentally. So the Gemara talks about Yeyush. What happens if someone stole someone something? Someone stole an object from another person, and the victim eventually gave up hope of ever recovering it. Does the robber now own that object? We'll see that it doesn't mean that he keeps it and he's part of it. We saw last week that means that he keeps the object, but and he now he just has a monetary debt to the victim. But the thief will never be completely part of it. He has to return money, but does he at least acquire the object? So Amir Rabbanan Dinikmi. The Chachamim said that it does make a kinyan. Mi lo yadin an ida raisa ida rabbanan, but we're not sure. Is that work according to biblical law, or is it only midrabanan that you're allowed to keep it, that the ganav can keep it? Imid araisa, what's the two sides of the argument? If it's daraisa, according to Torah law, we would say, midid have a motzi aveda. It's the same thing as if someone loses an aveda. Motzi aveda, someone finds a lost article. Don't we say that if the owner gave up hope of recovering before the finder picked it up, he's allowed to keep it? So hainami, so by the thief also. Once the owner gives up hope of recovering it, now the thief acquires it.
Where's the lima? Because with the
yeah, there's before you came
to
his hand.
Yeah.
Right, that's what the one's going to say. So Amakon. Oh, Dilmer, maybe we say the Dami Aveda is not comparable to an Aveda. Because Aveda, who dichya soili yodei beterasili yodei. The Aveda, when the person picked it up, so then he got it in beherta because the owner already had yush and now he's allowed to keep it. And like we learned in Bava Metzia, if he took it before the owner gave up hope, then you can't keep it. Avohai, but this stolen article came into Bisura soili yodei. Since he took it illegally, the owner did not give up hope yet because he was fine with it until the other person stole it. So it's only Midrabanan who, it's only Midrabanan that Yush allows him to keep it. Because the Chama said, nickname him, let him acquire it, because this way, if he ever does tshuva, you know, and he had put this big beam into his house, and now, instead of having to knock down his house to return the actual beam, he is allowed to just pay the money for it as a Midrabanan. So that's a Gemara Shaila. And then Rav Yosef disagrees with the whole premise. He says Yeyush ain't a kind of feeling Rabbanan. There's no such thing that Yeyush makes a kinyan at all. Now in that Gemara, Tosfos points out. Tosfos says he asks, like, what's the comparison? He says Afa pi she'ein Yeyush moel ba'aveda basad asa liyadei. Even though Yeyush won't work once it's in the person's hands, Kedamar lav kimi demiyayish mara meaning mekami dasa liyadei kanali. The Gemara itself said it. That it's only before it gets into his hands, Yiyush works. Still, the Gemara wants to compare. What's the having? The Gemara wants to compare this to Gezel. The Yiyush Kani Begezel, Bosad Asli Yadei, after it comes into the robber's hands. Why? The Metzia Nami, because by Metzia also. It's true that when you find something and you picked it up, and it's only afterwards the owner gave up hope. So we said that's Isura came to your hands in a prohibited manner and you're not allowed to keep it. That just means, it's a big Chiddush Tosfos that says, that just means that you're not part of it completely. But it does work partially. It sure doesn't help that you're completely part of exempt from the mitzvah of returning a lost article. Because you already became chayiv to return it, right? That's Tosfos Svara. Not like the Ramban and the Shomer, because once you become chayiv to return something, even though he gives up hope, you're always chayiv to return it. But it does help enough, at least, that if you pick up this article and the owner then gives up hope, Tosfos holds that yush helps enough that you can keep the article, and if the owner ever comes and says, I lost my article, I heard you have it, and he has Adam witnesses, or he has a good simon, identifying mark to prove that it's his, you say you're right, but you gave up hope on it, and I'll pay you for it, but I don't have to give you back that article, except once again, if you're interested in it, with the obligation to do it. So that's Tosfos' chiddush, that since the owner gave up hope, it helps enough at least that you don't have to return the object itself back, and that's why the Gemara wants to say maybe theft will be the same thing, but you would have to return the money. Now the Tehila LeDavid, Pasuk in Achron, says that this is L'shitasim, this is Tosim L'shitasim, but according to the Ramban, the Ramban wouldn't agree with Tosis over here, because the Ramban holds that when you pick up a lost article for someone to return it, you become a shomer. And if you're watching something for someone, we said this last week, but it's partially, if you're watching something for someone, you have the right to, when he comes to pick it up, okay, I'd like to take my car back, thank you for watching, you say, look, I sold it, and here's the money. Right? You can't do that. You're watching that object for him. So, according to the Ramban, it's the same thing as if you've picked up this lost article. You are now his shomer. You're watching it for him. So there's no halacha that, well, he gave up hope, now I sold it, here's the money. You're a shomer, and especially the Ramban holds the yush doesn't help. But the yush doesn't help. You remain a shomer of this object, and you have to return it to him. Tosfos L'shitaso holds that there's no such halacha that you become, that the yush doesn't work when you become a shomer. And in fact, he holds that it could be that you're a shomer, but the yush helps even though you are a shomer. And once the yush takes effect, Tosfos holds it takes effect enough to say that now you don't have to return the object itself. It's okay to return the money. So that's another difference on how you understand why yush does not work after the item was already picked up by the finder. Now, just as an interesting Rabbi Kiega, there's a lot to speak about. This Tosfos Rabbi Kiega says an interesting, this is like a little bit of a digression. He says that in a normal case, if you're not sure if the person had yush before you picked it up or after you picked it up, suppose you're not sure, and we're not sure when he gave up hope. You know, you picked it up, today, Monday, and he comes 3 weeks from now, and he's honest. He says, look, I gave up hope. I'm glad that you found it for me. And so he asks him, when did you give up hope? So I don't remember. Was it before you picked it up or after you picked it up? If it was before he picked it up, so then I can keep it. If it's after I picked it up, so then I have to give it back to him. So what do you do in such a case? So Rabbi Kiega says, halacha is that you certainly have to give it back to him, because there's a rule, cheskas mara kama, that if we have a question of two people are fighting over ownership of a certain object, you're not sure who owns it, so the rule is the mara kama, the original owner, we assume it's still in his possession until proven otherwise. Maybe there's some legal law like that also, that if I know that I'm the first owner, I retain possession, and you have to prove that it's not mine anymore. So same thing over here. I knew that I owned this watch. Everyone knows I owned this watch first. The question is, did I lose rights to it by having yush before that person picked it up, or do I retain rights over it because I had yush after he picked it up? So we should assume that since I'm the presumptive owner, I have a chazak on it, I'm the marakam, I'm the first owner, so I retain ownership of the watch. But if Tosfos is correct that after you have yush, it helps that the person no longer is liable, he's no longer has to give back the watch, he can give back the money for the watch. So now you have a question, does Reuven have to give Shimon money or not? The watch Reuven certainly could keep, because the owner gave up hope, even if it was afterwards. After Reuven had picked it up, Shimon gave up hope. Reuven could keep the watch, he just has to pay Shimon money. But Reuven could say, prove to me that I have to give you money, because maybe you gave up hope before I picked it up, and I can keep the watch with the money. So Kager says, in that case, where he for sure had yush, so then, and the question, do you have to pay money? So then you can't say, well, I'm the marakama because I own the watch. But the watch belongs to that person now. The question is, does he have to pay you? You have to prove that he has the burden of proof is upon you to prove that he owes you money now, and he owns the money at first. So that's an interesting aside. Not even agrees with the Rabbi Yeager. The Tos says this halach, even Tos just means the money is like linked to the watch. It's not a separate obligation. It's really the obligation of the watch, the value of the watch that he's owning you. So the value of the watch the person did own to start with. But okay, that's interesting. Shailam. But we now have the second issue. That there will be the second difference between the Ramban and the other Rishonim will be what happens if I picked it up too soon and then the owner gave up hope. According to the Ramban, that yush is meaningless, completely null and void, it doesn't do a thing, and I have to return that object, I have to return that watch no matter what. And according to Tosfos, since the Yush helps, it doesn't help enough that I can keep it, everything's scot-free, but it helps enough that I can keep the watch and just have a monetary obligation, just like by a goslin, that a thief who steals something when the person gives up hope, the thief is allowed to keep the object and just return the money. So that's point number two. Now finally we get to the point of Ashir, and that is a third issue will be, what happens if something falls into my chatzir? Now, the truth is, it's a machlokes achron, and the Shach brings Marshal. The Marshal wanted to say it's a machlokes rishonim. The Marshal proved from Tosfos. The truth is, the Marshal is just proved from Tosfos. Tosfos we learned before about if you find something in someone's store, so we say the store owner doesn't acquire it, you're allowed to acquire it. Why doesn't the store owner acquire it? So Tosfos says, because he didn't know it was going to, he would know something he would never have found. We had these different stories in the cases where your chassid does not work. So the Mashal proves from Tosfos that Tosfos holds that even though if I pick up an object and later the owner gives up hope, that use doesn't count because that's isura ba'aliyah, that it came to his hands, the isur. But if it fell into my chatzir, if it fell into my chatzir before yush, this whole rule doesn't apply. That's what the Mashal says. The Shach brings other Rishonim that disagree, and he holds the Tosfos, no right from Tosfos itself. And he says that the Halach is just like if it's in my hand before Yish, I don't own it after the person gives up hope because it came to my hands before Yish. The same thing will be if it's in my chatzir, if it's in my property, my real estate, before, and this is talking where I can make a kinyan, right? It's a chatzir mishtamer, this is a garden chatzir, and something that I'll find, all the different issues that we learned before don't apply here. It's a real chatzir where I can, it's my house, where it's garden, where I'll find it. So the Shach Paskin is Lamaisa, that if it fell into my chatzir before that person presumably had given up hope, I am stuck with it forever. Right? That's the Shach's Psach, and the Marshal disagrees. Now before we see what we do, what's the machlok is dependent upon, there's a lot of ways of understanding it. Rav Shimon Shkaf wants to say that it's the same machlok as Ramban and Tosfos again. That according to the Ramban, why is it that if I pick up something before the person gave up hope, I can't keep it? And that's because when I pick it up before he knows he lost it, then he gives up hope. It's when I pick it up, I'm his shomer, and when he gives up hope, he's giving up hope on something that's in his possession. Right? That's what the Ramban holds. But if it's in my yard and I don't even know it's there, right? It fell into my yard, it fell into my house, and then a week later I find it. So you can't say that my chatzir became his shomer when I don't know about it, and the chatzir has no das. I mean, who's his shomer to say that the yush shouldn't help? So Rav Shimon says, according to the Ramban, that will be why the Marshal understands Tosfos, the way he understands Tosfos at least, that's what the Marshal will hold, that there's no problem of Yisurah Baliyadi in my chatzir, because my chatzir does not become a shomer for that person when no one knows about it. A chatzir land is inanimate. But according to the other reason, according to what the other Shonim hold, that they hold, their rule is that if the yush only works if it's lost. But if it's in someone's property and he'll have a mitzvah shavas avega, so then yush doesn't help. So it's exams because of yush doesn't help in such a case. So that would be what the Shach holds, that yush doesn't help in such a case. The Chazon Ish says he hasn't even here according to that mandama, because all you could say is that yush won't help according to Tosis. Yush won't help in a case where I have a mitzvah to return something. But here again, if I don't know it's even in my chatzir yet, I don't know it's there, how can you say that I have a mitzvah to return it? I don't know it's there. So I don't have a mitzvah to return it, so it's no difference to the owner whether it's sitting in the middle of the street or it's sitting in my yard when I don't know about it. So many achronim, Beis Yitzchok I have also on the handout, many achronim want to defend the Marshal and say that this rule does not apply to a chatzir. But the Shach, we have to contend with, the Shach does hold that it does apply to a chatzir. So the Nesivos, the Mishpat comes up with an Eitzah which will solve the problem. He says, even according to the Shach, he might be disagreeing with Shach, but saying even according to the reason to say that there's no difference, so I pick it up in my hand, and then the person has Yusha afterwards, or if it's in my chatzer, and then the person has Yusha afterwards, once I have it, B'isser, I'm stuck with it. I can't keep it. The Nesiva says, why don't you do something smart? Say, when you finally find in your backyard, or your front porch, or your house, these objects that you found, say, I don't want to acquire it through my chatzer. I'll acquire it now when I pick it up, because by now the person probably has been miyayish. When is it a problem? When will we say that when you have when it came to your chutz, it will be yishul amidas, it will be a problem, be served all your day? That's when someone else came into your yard and he said, hey, look, I found a ruby over there. And he takes it and you say, I'm sorry, it was in my yard acquired it for me, and it's mine. So if you say that, now you're in trouble, because so you want to say that your yard acquired it for you? Yeah, but your yard acquired it for you before the person lost it, assuming they didn't know they lost it right away. So that's when the Nesiva says you'll have that issue of it came to your hands, because at that point you want to make a kinyan at that point, so then you're stuck. It came too soon. So you say, okay, I'll make a kinyan after, but the other person beat you to it. But if it's not under such a circumstance, it's a normal case where you find something in your yard and now you find it, so have in mind that the kinyan should take place now when you pick it up, because a chatzer cannot acquire something for you against your will. Now other achronim don't like that so much because you're like playing games here. Like, is your chatzer acquired, is it not? So they say it's better to, before it comes to your yard, and this is something that we're going to recommend over here, that have in mind, say to yourself even, that this is true. Your chutzer, your property, cannot acquire something for you against your will. So shaila, is it you're considered your agent, or is it considered your hand? You can't do it against your will. So have in mind that whatever falls into your house from now on, from Zion Adar on, you don't want your property to acquire it until the person gives up hope, until the loser gives up hope. Right, if you have that in mind, so now everyone holds you protected. Even if you hold, well, first of all, we might hold like the Marshal that there's no problem in Yisur Bal Yodi at all by a Chatzar. Even if you want to hold like the Shach that there is a problem. But here, it didn't become your possession to Yisur because you said, I don't want to acquire it. You can't force me to acquire something against my will. So by doing that, you're protected that if it falls in to your yard and you don't find about it until after the person gave up hope, so then you can keep it. Now if you find it right away, so it won't help. You have to see if it's been there for a little while to assume that the person realized that he lost it. So that's a good eitzah. And Mishpat Yatorah speaks this out at the bottom of the handout. He says he concludes that if you don't realize that it's even in your chatzir, you don't have to assume that it acquired it for you. Right. But the question is, now you realize that it's in your chatzir. So what are you going to do now? So he says, so just have in mind that you don't want to acquire it until after years, and you're okay. But he says, and this is the one little monkey wrench you have in this whole eitz over here. Suppose you find something that has a simen on it. Or you find something that has a simen, and you have a sneaky suspicion that you discovered it before the person realized he lost it. Right? You had a bunch of people come to a simcha, and as soon as they leave, you find a coat there. A coat left on the sofa that someone didn't take. And when they came, it was raining. When they left, it wasn't raining. Someone left it there. And they won't realize that they lost it until the next time it rains. Then they might be miyayish at that point, but they don't remember where they lost it. But so now you found something that has a simen on it. Let's assume the coat has a simen, and you assume that there was no yish. So what do you want to say? Well, but I don't want to acquire it now. I won't acquire it, and I should be positive. But he says that's no better than if you find it in the street. If you find someone's coat in the street, assuming it's a Jewish neighbor, then we can, it has a siman and it wasn't there for a long time, all the different conditions, and it's not embarrassing to take it. But you find it in the street, you have a mitzvah, shavas aveda, to return it. So if you find it in your house, even if your house didn't acquire it, you still have a mitzvah about shavas aveda to pick it up at this time and return it. And if you fail to do that, so then, like we learned last week, that's like finding something in the street and not returning it. So this eitzah, back to just lemaisa, what do we do? When we have things that fall into our yard, the best thing to do is to say ahead of time, and it should work for as long as you own that property. If you move to a new house, then you have to say it again for that new chatzir. But right now I'm saying that I don't want my property to acquire anything that someone loses here until after yeush. So now anything I find without a siman, I'll certainly be able to keep, because I don't, if I found it on the street, I wouldn't have to return it because it has no siman. We learned that. So even if there was before yeush, I don't have to return it because it has no siman. So anything I find without a siman, I'm going to be able to keep in a few weeks, a few months, a few years, depending on what the object was. If it has a siman and I don't find it for a while, and I assume that, well, the owner probably gave up hope on it, so then also I can keep it because I found it after yeush, and my chassid will get an acquirer for me. So that I could keep also. The only problem will be if it has a siman and I find it right away, like this case of the coat. So then, the only way out then would be to rely on the marshal and these different svaras to say, well, you don't have this whole rule of bisur of all yada by a chatzir, because we hold like Tosfos svara, because we hold like the Ramban svara, my chatzir doesn't become a shomer against my will. So that, you know, then maybe you could ask a shayla. But mechachila, the best way to act, I think, would be to rely on to do this esa of what these achronim are saying. The nesiva says you don't. But then Sivas goes one step further. He says, once you see it there, you also don't acquire it. But, you know, if it has a siman, so then you'll once again have a mitzvah, Shabbos Aveda, to return it. So that is the Asa for these things that fall into your yard.
That also works with the chometz that they mail you on Pesach.
Have in mind that you don't want to acquire it. Now, I want to go one step further. They say, even if you find it in the street, and you're not sure, did the owner give a hope on it or not? And so you can always, if it has no siman, you can always leave it there. But suppose it has a siman, and you don't want to be stuck with it until the Yovel Navi comes. So they say, well, if it has no siman, you can pick it up and have in mind, you don't want to acquire it until the owner gives me Yayish. If it has a siman, they're not so sure if you can do that, but it might even go that far. The Pesach Chushin says that if something has no siman, you can even pick it up. And that way you don't become a shomer on it, because you're picking it up in a condition that I don't want to own it until he gives up help. If the owner comes, I'll certainly give it to him. So that's even taking it one step further, but that's just a clarifying.